Welcome to the Aligned Grind podcast. If you're ready to unleash your bigger purpose in this world and ready to do what it takes to make your vision a reality, all while staying true to your soul's unique blueprint, you're in the right spot. I'm Brittany Desidere.
And I'm Lauren Lucero. We are the intuitive financial strategists and founders of Aligned Grind, where we balance the hustle and the flow of soul-driven entrepreneurs.
This podcast is created with you in mind to help you stop surviving and truly begin thriving with your business and life.
We focus on the realities of entrepreneurship, the shift it takes to become truly magnetic, and the connection between the two to fully align your grind.
Let's get started.
Welcome back to the Align Grind podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, we are going to really dive into the importance of connecting with your audience, the importance of really, truly getting to know them and just being authentic and true to yourself. So this is really all about how connection equals currency within your business. And this is exactly what we teach our clients, what we really dive into in our mastermind, which, by the way, we are so excited to announce our mastermind. Again, the doors will open here soon. So please, if you are interested, I'll put the information in the show notes to join the waitlist for that. That will open up here soon to start fresh and brand new in 2020. But to get back to this,
2021. We're all,
oh, sorry,
we're not 2021, repeating 2020.
Not repeating 2020. That would suck. So I'll put that in the show notes. And but today is all about really, truly what true connection with your audience means, truly selling from a place where you are connecting and understanding people rather than this constant push marketing that I'm sure most of you see on Instagram and Facebook and things like that. So that is what we are diving into today.
Oh my gosh. Yes. This topic is something that Lauren and I have been talking a lot about this year when everything got closed down and people went home, and a lot of people woke up and realized that they need to start to build their dreams in their business and go online, and everyone flooded to Instagram, and everyone also has been flooding our inbox with completely disconnected, non-authentic, just DMs just dropping out of the sky like a big bomb. What makes you think I want to join your bootcamp? Or why do you think I'm interested in your product? Or thank you, I just followed you because your feed looked nice, and now all of a sudden you're immediately selling to me. You only know my first name.
Exactly.
It's not working for people. It doesn't feel good to sell like that, and it doesn't. You eventually burn out, and it doesn't feel good to be sold to. No one likes to be sold to, right? And that's why Laura and I have built this aligned, we call it the Align formula, that helps us, I guess, teach in a more, sell in a more authentic, caring connection way. And it helps us align with our clients too that are meant for us, because if they're not, like, we don't want to work with people who aren't meant for us either, right? It's an equal exchange. So this really helps us identify what our clients want, their why, what their need is, what's stopping them, and really allow us to gauge if we can actually help them, if we're right for them too, because we need to be a right fit for them as well. Every client is not our client.
Yeah, and I think really, truly the key with all of this is getting rid of that exhaustion that comes with trying to push yourself out there all the time. It's about attracting clients. It's about selling from a place that's true to you, and those people will show up rather than having to constantly push yourself out there and constantly not get responses, because that could be exhausting when you feel like you are always pushing and not getting the response you want. This helps eliminate that. Like Brittany said, this helps bring in the people that are true for you, and but also weeds out the ones that aren't, like you said. So that's what really this Align system helps with.
Yeah. And it'll make you feel so much better because you're actually coming from a place of genuine service and connection. And when you start to help people from that space, like Lauren said, you'll start to manifest and create things and attract things that are meant for you, mm-hmm. that are aligned with your purpose and your vision, and those people will start to come into your circle a lot easier without pushing and clawing and hustling and tired and frustration and burnout. Like, that is what we're trying to avoid. We don't Absolutely. Have to do it like that. And unfortunately, that's how the sales process has been viewed for so long, because it's such a masculine thing to do, and it just has this dirty rap. Like, salesmen mm-hmm. automatically, I think car salesmen, sorry, car Absolutely. Salesmen, but you do, because no one likes to be sold to, right? You don't want to walk onto a lot and have someone push this blue two-door coupe when you want a black pickup. I like True. My comparison that just popped yeah. in my head, but they will. Like, I've been there, and they try to talk you into something different, and then you leave confused. You leave questioning what you really want when you like almost had a little bit of clarity there, and you were so close to what you actually wanted, and then the salesman actually muddled your thoughts rather than Right. helped you find your path. And mm-hmm. that's what you really want to leave. Once we have these conversations and use the aligned formula, if they're not a good client fit for you, it doesn't matter. You know that you help them, I guess, get a little better, a little more on sturdy ground, mm-hmm. a little bit more clarity to where they're going, and help them possibly identify something that they didn't see before and help them in some way, whether they want to work with you or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Yes, for sure. So let's dive into the aligned way. So grab a pen and piece of paper if you haven't yet. And we're going to, if you're going to be able to really, truly just spell out aligned, then we'll let you know what each one means.
Yeah, it's super complicated.
Yeah. I was just gonna say super simple. Yeah. Very, very easy to use, you guys. Yes. That's what we're going for.
Simple, simple, simple. Strip it all down. Don't overthink it. Yes. Okay, so align. A, ask what they want.
Yeah. Right? It's as easy as that.
Ask them and find out what they want. You mirror their energy, right? You want to see what their big vision is for 2021. Mm-hmm. Right? Why do they really want it? Like, what is it that they truly desire? And in this conversation, when they start to open up about what they want, sometimes you'll get like an immediate response, like a blanketed, I guess their wall is still up, like mm-hmm. a short or a general. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Like, it's often that people, I mean, don't know that there's actually a real human that's trying to have a conversation on the other side. So yeah. just acknowledge them. I mean, we like to do a little bit of research about them on their page before we go in and have these conversations.
Yeah.
About who they actually are, and read their posts and hear their words, and you can see their struggles, their triumphs. If you just kind of go down their feed a little bit, it's not that complicated, and start to create an actual connection.
Yeah. Well, and the key here too is this takes away your expectations of the call. When you ask them what they want, then it's fully mm-hmm. about the service at that point. It's really truly about what they are here for, what you can help them with, be of service to them with. So asking that allows us to get rid of the expectations of what we thought the call was going to, or where we thought it was going to head.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you just said call and I said DM. This can go both ways.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, it can. Like, you can use Absolutely. This for someone who's already contacted you and you have a call set up. Like, we use this all the time. Or mm-hmm. someone who's in our inbox, or someone that we messaged ourselves. Like, this aligned formula is always something that we go through.
Yep.
Okay, so ask what they want. A, L. This is a tough one. Listen to why they want it. Shut up.
Yeah.
It is. Okay, I mean, so often the first mistake that we've made and people make all the time is talking too much on the call, mm-hmm. talking about your experience, what you have to offer, how you can help, how you can fix it. At that point, you're just saying that you have all the answers, and that's not true. We need to listen to why they want it. Let there be pauses. Let them hold that silence for them for a little bit, and allow them to think and speak and see what mm-hmm. comes forward, and truly be present with them in their words and listen mm-hmm. to what they're saying. Take notes while they're saying it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to add there. Take notes so that you can actually truly see what they're wanting, and you can relay that back to them later in the process. It's really, truly, this is where the service really comes in. This is their time with you. They came to you for your help. Listen to what they want. Really, truly, shut off all the noise in your head or where you think, again, where this conversation is going to go, and just listen to what they want. Connect in with them.
And then when it's your time to speak, start to help them peel back the layers as to why they really want it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because, I mean, the forefront may be a financial stability for their family, but what's really behind that?
Mm-hmm.
What's really driving them? Why is it something they need to prove? Is it something that, I don't know, like, is it just their soul is burning to do it? Are they doing it for their children? What is really the motor behind this? Why does this keep coming up for them? Why do they want it?
Well, that leads us into the next step of I.
Illuminate their fears, right? Which seems kind of crazy. So you say their why, but then illuminate their fears. Expose what's stopping them. Why are they getting in their way? And this is a juicy one. This is so, so important, because this is where people can, you can pull out of them on why they're stopping them. And so people say, oh, I know I'm doing that. But then uncover more beneath that fear of what's really the story around that. And once you can help them expose that, then you can also help them reframe that.
Yeah, and shine a little bit of light on how those fears have kept them from creating what it is that they wanted, why they started, why they want to start, and how those have kind of kept them either spinning or not taking action or whatever it may be. But allow yourself to listen and illuminate those fears for them, because sometimes they may not even know that it's a fear that's really holding them back. So it's our time as coaches to help illuminate that and help them move through that so that they can begin taking that action. They can begin creating what life they truly desire.
And it will come in the form of an excuse, typically, right off the bat. But it's, again, uncovering why that excuse is their block, why they're allowing that to stop them. And that is a fear. So that's our job as coaches, right?
Absolutely.
I told you this was complicated. We're moving on to G already.
Okay, we're moving through real quick.
I know. Gratitude.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing, right? Thank you. Because when you get to people to open up like that and you just held the space for them and listening and exposing the fear, gratitude, connect back, connect the dots, be thankful.
This could be the first time they're actually able to tell someone what's really truly on their heart and in their soul. So thank them for that. That is a huge step. Really, truly be grateful for being open and sharing and allowing you to be part of their process.
And this is where you can connect back and, like, how do you feel? What personally in your life can you relate to their story? What resonated with you? This is where you can show your empathy without trauma bonding, but you can show them how you got out of it, right? So you took the steps. And also, this is a big point where in the gratitude section, okay, I am hearing this person's story. They are aligned with me or they're not aligned with me,
right?
This is where you'll get the gut punch of, this is my client. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that you're here. Oh my gosh, I'm so grateful to hear my story. I have the perfect coach for you, or I want to send you somewhere else, right? We don't ever want to leave them hanging or just create a connection. They don't always have to work for you, but this would be the gut punch of, after hearing their stories and connecting back, you can either help them or you can't help them. And if you can't help them, you can still love them, connect with them, but that's it. And you just did something amazing and beautiful for that person and recommended them to someone else who can, but you're also not wasting your time and energy with someone who's not a good fit for you in your business.
Right? Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And it gets really personal here, because it's again, this is the time for you to really tune in and say, well, this is where I come from. This is how I can help. And this is where I can really explain to you my process and how I got to where I am now through what you had gone through, what you had been there through. And so if they're not your people, you're not going to have that option. It's not going to relate. And so that's also a big key of, like, okay, I, like Brittany said, I might know someone that can help you there. They've been through that. I haven't actually moved through that yet. So let's not, at this point, don't try to push yourself into a sale or anything like that. Let it be genuine. Let it be, this is where I'm coming from. This is what I can help you with. This is the area that I have expertise in. And then again, if not, we know someone that can, or we'll put you in this direction with someone else, and let that be, because someone else can really truly align with that.
Mm-hmm. And that's why the gratitude is such a pivotal point, because you're tying it all together right there. And the gratitude is like, I'm grateful for the conversation, grateful for the connection.
Absolutely.
And I'm either grateful for the new friendship or grateful that I get to move on to in and are aligned. And then you can nurture them into an option, mm-hmm. right? You're not mm-hmm. selling them, but then you're actually standing bold in your strong zone of genius and what you have to offer.
Right.
Nurture, and also now is the time. Mm-hmm. Share what you have to help. Share why it's important, and have your energy come from why you know you can help. This is mm-hmm. where you can relate your story back to them, and you can go back to where they were when you were in their shoes at that point, mm-hmm. and what you did to get out of it, and what your program can do or what your product can do to help mm-hmm. them change mm-hmm. their lives to where you are now. And if they're interested, they're interested. If not, they're not. What am I trying to say, coming from a place of force or scarcity or lack, or like mm-hmm. no, you have to work with me, there's a timeline, you
right,
it's this discount right now, or the boot camp starts tomorrow, are you sure you don't want in.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you're doing it with love, like, this is what I have to offer, I know I can help you, I feel really strong about it, like, this, what can I do to show you, right, that I can get you to that next level?
Yeah.
And that's nurture.
Absolutely. Well, and nurturing here is, a lot of times when you get to this spot, more of their stories are going to come up, more of things that are going to make them kind of spin out in the ready to take action portion of this. This is where the nurturing happens. Okay, I hear you. I understand that. Definitely. I've been there. But in order to get to where you want to be, we got to take that action. We have to do the now. But just mm-hmm. let that be a natural thing. But just know that during this section, it is about the nurturing of them. They're going to have things mm-hmm. that want to come up. They're going to have stories that are going to try to block them again. And so really, truly, just to be there and again, hold space, but then also put them in a place where they're ready to take action on their what they're wanting mm-hmm. to do. Mm-hmm.
And this is, I love nurture too, because this is where a lot of those fears are going to come back to the forefront.
Absolutely.
Especially in the money, when they go to invest mm-hmm. in themselves. Mm-hmm. So there comes the lack in these really strong rooted stories that they've held on to for a long time that aren't going mm-hmm. to be just dropped in typically one conversation. Mm-hmm. So be prepared for that and hold space for that and understand that's our job, is to not let them spin out on that and right. settle and expose those fears that are keeping them locked into that place, right? Mm-hmm. That they don't have to be there. And to do that, like, you can start asking, again, more questions mm-hmm. and allowing them to answer. This isn't where you get nervous and go like, oh, well, she can't afford it, or she doesn't want to do it. Like, what a disservice, because that person right. maybe just needed a little bit of understanding and help to get to that other side of that they're worthy
right.
to have this, right?
Right.
That they're worthy to invest in themselves, and that they're worth it. Their business is worth it. Their dream is worth it. Their family's life to change is worth it. That's how much comes with that.
Yeah. And again, this is about them. This whole process is about them, and it's about helping them break whatever cycle it is that they keep catching themselves in. And so that's what this section is really, truly, you're going to help them break a cycle here and be mm-hmm. compassionate to what they're going through, but then also know, like, hey, we're ready to stand with you as you break this cycle. It can get uncomfortable, but that's what the support is there for. And that's really, we are helping them take that next step. But again, yeah, just be compassionate, be nurturing, but then know that you got to take an action now and keep moving forward.
I love that. Compassion, yeah. Nurturing, but take an action now and keep moving forward. Because it can go the other direction, like, oh, okay, so she doesn't have any money or she doesn't have enough time. That's never the actual reason.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yep.
Ever.
Yeah.
The money excuse. If you, it's just, that one always gets me fired up because we've all been through that. We've all been there, especially before we've invested in our first coaches. Like,
I was the biggest money worrier.
Yeah, I haven't came across anyone that has never had that worry or concern, right. Or mm-hmm. understanding of the importance of, like, it's not built into us from a young age to invest money right. in a coach or a program or something like that to help. Like, but we can so easily put it in other places that we know doesn't always give us a return, right? Mm-hmm. Or giving it to other people or putting it in a degree that you know in the back of your mind that you don't really want to do, but you're doing it for other people. But when it comes to doing it for ourselves and taking that leap that is deemed more risky to society, mm-hmm. because it's different, right? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fears that come up around that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And bringing it back to, again, the connection here is that big piece. You're really, truly, they're ready to step into a new life. It's helping guide them into that next level of life. Break the cycles, mm-hmm. really, truly step into just the things that they've dreamt of. Like, you can't do that without taking that step, breaking cycles, and allowing yourself to just really be there for them in the process. And if things do come up, like money or whatever it is, allow those fears to be there, find the roots, and just get through with them, because that's really, again, connection here in your business equals currency. It's about really truly tuning into people, what's really helping them, and how you could be the most of service in what it is that they're going through.
And standing for them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not our job to crumble and allow their excuses to become our stops either, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, this is where the balance comes in, and you get more experience the more you do this with clients and the more calls that you're on. But when they're saying those excuses, it's not, doesn't do them a service, and it doesn't do us a service either, just to agree with them, right?
Right.
They're going to make it really convincing. So that's our job, to stand for them and show them that it doesn't have to be that way, but in an honest, wholesome way, while you're not pushing them into your program, you're just exposing that that is a choice and a story that you've created. You can keep it and continue to have what you've created, or you have the opportunity now to change it mm-hmm. and create something different. But that girl that has those old stories and those old beliefs cannot be the girl that holds this bigger vision and is actually taking the steps to create it. She has to change
right.
those stories and those beliefs. And it starts right now.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And if you're sitting there going, oh my gosh, this is such the way that I want to do this, reach out to us. We are always here to chat with you more about what this really feels like, what it looks like, and just really, truly get you to a place where you're really selling from an authentic place, a true place of being in service.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you, because I've been in both spots, been in both camps. Mm-hmm. And the first one, you feel like you're gaining a lot of traction because you're sending a lot of messages, you're having a lot of conversations, but my energy was depleted. I was tired. I didn't always feel great about myself. I felt frustrated when people didn't sign up with me. Before people got on a call, I already had it in my head if they're going to sign up or they weren't. And if mm-hmm. they weren't, I was like, okay, bye, not for me. Like, it's not a good space to be in. It's not a good energy, and it's more of lack than it is mm-hmm. abundance. So when you're getting it down to a frequency vibrational standpoint, you're not doing yourself or your clients, anybody, a service.
Right. Well, they can feel that, right? Like, that's a huge part of it too. The other side can feel that anxious, that lack, that I have to have the client, I have to have, they can feel mm-hmm. that energy coming off there. Yeah, this strips that away.
Do they really want to help me, or are they trying to meet their 2-month end goal?
Right, exactly. Like,
especially in multi-level marketing. So you have to be really careful about that, because, yeah, it's a great deal. And if you just get 2 more people, you can hit this level, but that's not authentic. That's helping you in the end, right? And there is a way where you can help your client and you at the same time where it's an equal exchange. Mm-hmm. The scale's too tilted at that point. Like you've already put up that energetic block and they can feel it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to be lasting awesome clients for you. If you get them to sign up, they're probably wondering why the hell they did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for you too, the feeling of truly helping someone and helping them into a program that is really going to be life-changing for you, it's going to feel incredible. So feel into that. Really truly helping and being of service is such a loving and freeing feeling, especially when it's coming from such an authentic place. Like, just know that's going to, the frequency of yourself is going to be so high afterwards. You're going to kind of feel on a high when you truly help someone in a place of real, true compassion and authenticity.
Always. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I'm just going to recap really quick. So align, A, ask what they want, L, listen to what and why they want it and what their why is, I, illuminate their fears and expose what's stopping them, expose their excuses, expose their blocks. Gratitude. This is the pivotal. Are they aligned with you? Because gratitude, grateful. Mm-hmm. Thank you for sharing. Connect back the dots.
This is what I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm. And in, nurture. Nurture them to an option. This is still where you stand firm, but you're nurturing them. You're not pushing, you're not sailing, selling, you're showing them how you can help. This is your true connection and close. Mm-hmm.
And also a little bit of now. N stands for both. And now's mm-hmm. the time just to break the cycles, to step into you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Told you it was complicated.
It's such an ease and flow process. It's such a beautiful thing to really help someone genuinely and authentically. So that's what the aligned system is all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And again, you guys, if you're feeling like this is what I want to step into, I'm sick of pushing. I'm sick of trying to ask someone four times if they want to be in my boot camp. This is the way to do it. Reach out to us. Let's get really, truly you on the right path of selling just from your passion, from your purpose, and getting yourself there. We're at align.grind, DM us. Let's start the conversation and get you there.
Or go to alignedgrind.com. The page will be up where you guys can sign up early for information on our mastermind. If you want to register, hop on a call to see what it's about. We want to start 2021 with a freaking bang. We're ready mm-hmm. to start with a group of girls who are driven, tired of their self getting in their own ways, ready to do something different. I know 2020 shook up a lot for people. Everything's mm-hmm. kind of been turned upside down on its head. But how can you do that? How can you take that and turn it into a positive? How can you change yourself while everything else is changing? Now's the time to step into who you really want to be, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Who you really want to be, what you want to create. And we need more good right now in this world,
so
now
more
than
good.
Ever. So mm-hmm. now's the time to shine a light on your gifts and bring it forth. And be rewarded for it, right?
Absolutely.
Create a business from that space that is true, authentic, and be happy doing it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Find more joy, find more happiness in what you're wanting to build, and then start 2021 with clarity and more ease and more excitement and joy and happiness. Absolutely. Well, until next time, you guys, thank you so much.
Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Align Grind podcast. Did something resonate for you in today's episode and now you're ready to take the leap? We're here to walk with you hand in hand on your journey to fully align your grind. Follow us on Instagram at align.grind or send us a DM for more information on our high touch coaching programs.
It's time to step out of your own way, take action, and begin living that aligned grind.